William Kennedy, who is among us tonight as this city's foremost literary exponent and ornament, whose novel Ironweed won two of its year's three main prizes for fiction, has confided in accepting one of them that this novel was rejected by publishers 13 times. The annals of modernism abound in such horror stories. No less a first reader than André Gide turned down for Edition Gallimard Swan's Way, the first volume of Proust's sublime Remembrance of Things Past, whose publication Proust then undertook to finance himself. And not only did James Joyce's Ulysses have to be privately printed in France, but his book of short stories, Dubliners, now standard fare for high school students, went unpublished for 10 years while Irish and English printers dithered over a few of its excessively accurate details. Now, how does this make us feel here in 1985? Superior, I think, and anxious. Superior because obviously we, had we been in the audience, would not have booed poor Henry James. We, had we been editorially empowered, would have accepted Ironweed and Swan's Way. We, had we been alive in 1851, would have recognized Moby Dick to be the great American novel it is. And anxious, because what is one to do in order to shelter authors in their selfless delicacy and rapture from the crass vagaries of obtuse editors, obtuser reviewers, and still obtuser book buyers? One response, and a kind of response that my very presence here this evening answers to, is to fund governmental and academic sponsorship of the arts. In 1967, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who overextended his government in a number of directions, signed into being the National Endowments for the Arts and for the Humanities. In 1984, the Senate Assembly of your great state, Governor Cuomo assenting, passed an act stating that, quote, the general welfare of the people of the state will be enhanced by the establishment of a center devoted to writing and the allied arts, some specified objectives of which center are to hire writers, offer scholarships, foster cooperation among writers' programs and workshops, offer programs for the teaching of the craft of writing, and even to, quote, offer at least one lecture annually by a distinguished writer on an aspect of the creative imagination which will further the objectives of the Institute's programs and which will enrich the community's exposure to the arts. So, taxpayers, you have paid for me. Now, take your medicine.